சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சாரியமத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சாரியபர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம். ஓம்.
சாப்டர் 8 வெர்ஸ் நம்பர் 15.
மாமுபேத்ய புனர்ஜன்ம துக்காலயம் அசாஸ்வதம் நாப்னுவந்தி மஹாத்மானஹ சம்சித்திம் பரமாம் கதாஹ.
லார்ட் கிருஷ்ணா டீலிங் வித் த டாபிக் ஆஃப் பிரயாண கால ஸ்மரணம், ஹவு டு ரிமெம்பர் த லார்ட் அட் த டைம் ஆஃப் டெத். இட்ஸ் த மெத்தட் ஆஃப் ரிமெம்பரிங் த லார்ட் ஹீ இஸ் கிவிங். வாட் இஸ் த மெத்தட்? One has to withdraw their prana, the upasaka, the nishkama upasaka, before leaving the body, he has to withdraw all his pranas to hridayam. From the hridayam, he has to send to Sushumna Nadi, which is going towards Brahma Rantham. And the prana leave through the Brahma Rantha, then it travels. That is the method of remembering the Lord at the time of death. That is possible only when a person remembers the Lord throughout the life. Throughout the life one has to remember, then it is easy for such a person at the time of death, he can or she can remember. This is the method of remembering the Lord. Then significance of remembering the Lord is person attains that krama mukti inner. It has got a significance. Why remembering the Lord? The significance is a person will attain krama mukti after going to Brahmaloka. That is the result, phalam. Significance or phalam is attaining moksha. So there is a phalam. So Lord Krishna enumerating that nishkama upasaka mahatmanaha, those mahatmanaha means those who are free from rajoguna and tamoguna. Rajoguna tamoguna rahita antahkaranam anartham. What is rajoguna, what is tamoguna, what is sattvaguna? Three gunas are there. Those gunas are there in every person. Tamoguna indicates laziness. Person is sleepy, dull, no knowledge is possible in such a mind, which mind is predominantly tamasic. So dull person in artham. How to know this person is tamasic or not? You see, thungu munji en ardham. Eppu thungindu irpan illana thookam varamaadhu irpan. Adha tamasic en ardham. Another person is rajasic, highly active, hyperactive. Kalu kai chumma irukadu, aadinde irukum. வாய் கூட ஆடிண்டே இருக்கும், பேசிகிட்டு இருப்பான், இல்லைன்னா சிவிங் கம் வச்சுட்டு ஏதோ அம்மம்மோ பண்ணுவாங்க. லைக் தேட் ஏதோ ஆக்டிவிட்டி இருக்கணும். ரெஸ்ட்லெஸ் மைண்டுன்னு அர்த்தம், எக்ஸ்ட்ரோவர்ட்டட் மைண்ட். யெஸ்டர்டே ஒன் லேடி இஸ் ஆஸ்கிங் மீ ட்ரங்கால் ஃபோன் பண்ணி, சுவாமினி ஐ ஆம் பிஸி த்ரூ அவுட் த டே, கேன் ஐ லிசன் டு யுவர் சிடிஸ் எட் 5 o'clock இன் த மார்னிங்? Why you are busy? People go on coming. Someone or other, friends, relatives are coming on and on. So I want to listen your CDs at 5 o'clock. Okay, listen. But why you are so busy? so many interactions. That is called restlessness. Why? Throughout the day, when children are all not at home, they are studying somewhere. Nobody is there, husband goes to office. Throughout the day, what is interaction with outside people? Friends, relatives, why they come? Once you are a Vedantic student, cut your what? Interactions, transactions, cut. Reduce your transaction. That is called Rajasic mind. People are Rajasic, they will never allow you to be Sattvic. They also want to keep you in Rajasic. That's why don't move with Rajasic people. They are restless, extroverted. Always talk about the worldly matters, either politics or adisale or business. What is the condition of the 1 rupee now? It is going up and down. Something or other, anatma, they discuss. Except atma, they discuss all these things. So such people better to avoid. They are all Rajasic people. So how can you spend with them? Extroverted mind cannot get that ekagrata, upasana. One cannot do that. So one has to become sattvic. Sattvic person is more interested in knowledge. Always calm, quiet, using the buddhi more. Giving less work to the mouth. Giving more work to the buddhi. That person is called sattvic. Moonji paathale theriyum. Calm, quiet, grasping, lot of receiving capacity. Silent irupa, bright irupa. But you see that people are very few people. Very, very few people. Like only Gita students, not outside people. So sattvic people, mahatmanaha, puriyardo. So that is why upasana is meant to bring sattvic nature. Rajasic people won't allow you to be sattvic also. That is the indication. So world is so busy. Na mahatmanaha. Na apnuvanti punarjanma. They will not get punarjanma again. After what? Mam upetya. Having attained me, they will not get punarjanma. They will not come to what? Dukkhalayam ashashvatam. They will not come back to this rebirth, which is ephemeral, which is full of misery. The abode of misery. Paramam samsiddhim gataha. Because they have attained the highest goal. Why they don't come back to this dukkhalayam? Shivalayam, Shiva stay permanently. Ramalayam, Rama stay permanently. Krishnalayam, Krishna stays permanently. World is dukkhalayam, dukkham stays permanently. So these people won't come back to this dukkhalayam. They attain me alone. What it means? They recognize Paramatma is non-different from me. They recognize Lord is non-different from me. Just as the wave, when it comes, it recognizes I am non-separate from the water, ocean. Ocean, wave comes in the ocean, it is non-separate from the ocean. When it is wave also, it is non-separate. When it merges into ocean again, it goes into its water's nature. At any time, it is not different from the water. When it is appearing in wave form also, it is water. When it is in the ocean form also, it is water. Similarly, this bhakta recognizes, I am ever the Lord's form alone. Now I am in a body, mind, complex wave form. I merge with the Lord, Paramatma. I came from the Lord, I merge with the Lord. that jnanam comes to this person. Therefore, there is no punarjanma. Up to here, we saw in the last class. Next one. Sloka 16.
Abrahma bhuvana loka. Punaravartinorjuna Mamupetyatu Kaunteya Punarjanmana Vidyate
Now the commentary upon the 15th shloka. Further explanation of the 15th shloka, Lord Krishna gives, He Kaunteya, Abrahma Bhuvana Lokaha Punaravartinaha. In one shloka, two times Lord Krishna address, He Arjuna, one time. Tungade, whatever student. For me, no problem. At least 2-3 students sleeps, other students are awake. Chumma chunna joke. Okay, you are not sleeping. But Lord Krishna, many times he address Arjuna with so many names. First line you see, Hey Arjuna. Apra Kaunteya. First line, Hey Arjuna. Abrahma bhuvanal lokaha punaravartinaha. Why they won't come back? They won't get punarjanmana. He says here, up to Brahmaloka, including Brahmaloka, once you go by doing lot of rituals, karma, upasana, they are all only finite lokas, they go and come back. Here very very important point we have to note. Higher lokas are 7. Lower lokas are 7. Our loka is also higher only. Higher the lowest. Bhuloka, Bhuvarloka, Suvarloka, Maharloka, Janaloka, Tapoloka, Satyaloka. Then Atala, Vitala, Sutala, Talatala, Rasatala, Mahatala, Patala. So 14 lokas, wherever you go, in any loka, you enjoy and come back. This is the condition. Like visa, inge pona, thiripi varanum. Nobody will allow you permanently there. Correct, adhe maadhiri da. Any loka, if you take visa and go, visa anna enna artham, kancham punyam. Higher lokas, if you go and take that visa and go and stay there sometime, again you have to come back. Come back means what? Punarjanma nartha, rebirth. Birth will be there again. Again you have to vyadhi, jara, marana, again samsara. Samsaram var minsaram na. Problems continues. So this body itself is dosham, no? It has got it lot of defects, unknown diseases, unpredictable. Next moment, what happens to this body, none of us know. Unpredictable, uncontrollable. You cannot control the people who are walking, how they are walking, how they are driving. Bhagavan only knows. You don't have control over anyone. And your own servant, you don't have control. So we don't have control, unpredictable, uncontrollable. Again, this is called samsara. We are in troubles again. Any loka if you go. Why they go to those lokas? There are more, they are longer period than this bhuloka. Here if you live 100 years, there you live more than, no? So many years. Long, thousands and thousands and thousands of yugas you can stay there. But come back. After long time you come back. Again you come back. Finite only. That's what he says. Abrahma bhuvana lokaha. A person goes to Brahmaloka also will come back. There are two types of persons here. Brahmaloka, if a person does upasana only can go to Brahmaloka. A upasaka alone can go to Brahmaloka. I said who perform only rituals, rituals, sakama karma, yajna, yaga, homa, ashwamedha yaga, lot of rituals, puja, they go to Swargaloka. They go to Swargaloka, that is called Indraloka. Enjoy there, long time, and come back. Who does sakama upasana, upasana also, especially Panchagni Upasana. Panchagni Upasana, Sakama Upasana performs. He goes to Brahmaloka and stay there long time and come back. So Brahmaloka is also finite. If you go to Brahmaloka also you have to come back. But long time you stay, it looks as though permanent. Like permanent job madri. People say no. என்னோடய பையனுக்கு ஜாப் பர்மனெண்ட் ஆகிடுதுன்னா பர்மனெண்ட்னா என்ன அர்த்தம் ஆளே பர்மனெண்ட் இல்லை என்ன பர்மனெண்ட்டு பர்மனெண்ட்னா என்ன அர்த்தம் 58 years இல்லையா ஜாப் ஹி காட் ஜாப் ஓன்லி அட் 25 years ஆர் 30 அண்ட் பிகேம் பர்மனெண்ட் அப் டு 58 years வாட் இஸ் பர்மனெண்ட் வித் கம்பேர் டு டெம்பரரி ப்ரொபேஷன் பீரியட் கம்பேர் டு திஸ் தட் இஸ் பர்மனெண்ட் பர்மனெண்ட்னா என்ன எல்லாம் எலவென்சஸ்ஸாக வரும் அதுதான் எலவென்சஸ் எல்லாம் வரும் பென்ஷன் வரும் இன்க்ரிமெண்ட்ஸ் வரும் அது பர்மனெண்ட் என்ன இஸ் இட் டோட்டலி பர்மனெண்ட் நோ அது மாதிரி பிரம்மலோகா லாங் டைம் யூ ஸ்டே பட் கம் பேக் வேர் ஆஸ் நிஷ்காம உபாசகா ஓன்லி கெட் கிரமமுக்தி நாட் ஆல் பீப்புள் Nishkama Upasaka only go there and study what? Bhagavad Gita. Study Bhagavad Gita, Upanishads and he gets Krama Mukti there. Sakama Upasana if you do, you may become Brahmaji, you may get Brahmaji post, but you will come back. Come back means after so many yugas, you get again birth. That is finite. That's a Abrahma. Up to one, there are two types of meanings. Abrahma, up to Brahmaloka, along with Brahmaloka. Two meanings you can take. Madhusudana Saraswati says, along with Brahmaloka you have to take. Some commentators say, up to Brahmaloka. Up to Brahmaloka nanartham, up to nail I have sensation. Up to nail I have sensation nanartham. Nail doesn't have sensation. Where it is connected with the skin, up to. It doesn't have sensation later. So up to means what? That is which one grown up doesn't have sensation. Adi madri up to na limited. Along with anna, that also included. So Madhusudana Saraswati takes Abrahmana Sakama Upasakas goes to Brahmaloka. They also come back after long time. The duration he is going to give later. How much time Brahmaji, Loka, he can stay in the Aparam. He says it is temporary, ephemeral, finite. Abrahma Bhuvanal Lokaha. Punaravartinaha, they will come back. He Kaunteya, but a person who attains me, Mam Upetya, attaining me, the Ishvara, Parameshvara, merging with the Lord. Merging with the Lord means what? Wave is merging with the ocean. Means what? Wave merging with the ocean means what? Losing its individuality. the waveness it loses. Wave merging with the ocean means it is already in the ocean only. Wave is already in the ocean. Where is the question of merging? Tell me. It loses its identity. Nan, wave. I am having a form. I am different from this ocean. That bhavana, it drops. It is called merging, as it were. Similarly, this upasaka, having attained kramamukti, I, the Atma, am non-different from the Paramatma. I am not having any afflictions of this body, mind, complex. All problems, doshas, are there only to the body, to the mind. They are always having one defect or other. They are never free from defects. I, the Atma, am ever free from defects. The body mind is never free from defect. I, the Atma, am ever free from defects. This knowledge is called praptihi. Mam upetya. That is called mam. Mam na Atma na artham. Mam upetya, formless Ishvara, higher level of Ishvara, punarjanma navidyate. Punarjanma navidyate means there is no rebirth again. Next shloka.
Sahasrayuga paryantam. Aharyad Brahmano Viduhu Ratrim Yuga Sahasrantam Teho Ratra Vido Janaha.
Now, this Brahmaloka. This Brahmaloka, how much duration, the Brahmaji's life duration. Even a person goes to Brahmaloka, he cannot come back, he will come back, you are telling. Long time he stays there, how long Brahmaloka, the Brahmaji's position, Chaturmukha Brahma position, it's not a person, it is a position, like a president position madre. Konja naal irpa, adukapra resign panni varavendidha. How many years na, and the kanak inga kuduthiruka. Total he has not given. One day, for us, 24 hours we have. One day and one night. Put together, one day. Day and night put together, 24 hours. 24 hours put together, one day. For us, one day duration is 12 hours a day, 12 hours night. Inda kanakku theriyumillayo? Idu theriyum. 12 hours a day, 12 hours a night. In this sloka, Lord Krishna says, just as you have 12 hours for one day, 12 hours for night, Brahmaji also has got one day. How much? 1000 chaturyugas is one day. Another 1000 yuga, chaturyugas is one night. நமக்கு ஓன்லி 12 அவர்ஸ் சதுர்முக பிரம்மாவுக்கு வந்து 1000 யுகாஸ். யுகா மீன்ஸ் ஹியர் சதுர்யுகான்னு அர்த்தம். வாட் ஆர் சதுர்யுகாஸ்? இன்ன అది కృతయుగ, త్రేతాయుగ, ద్వాపర యుగ, కలియుగ, ఆల్ ఫోర్ యుగాస్ పుట్ టుగెదర్ వన్ చతుర్యుగ. నాలుగు యుగంగల్ ఒక ఇడతలో వచ్చ వన్ చతుర్యుగం. ఓకే, కృతయుగ, త్రేతాయుగ, ద్వాపర యుగ అండ్ కలియుగ పుట్ టుగెదర్ చతుర్యుగ. యుగ ఈజ్ అ డ్యూరేషన్, టైమ్ డ్యూరేషన్. యుగ మీన్స్ హియర్ డ్యూరేషన్ ఆఫ్ టైమ్. చతుర్యుగ, థౌజండ్ సహస్ర యుగ. ఒక యుగత్తుకి వన్ యుగంలో నాలుగు ఇరుకు, చతుర్యుగంలో నాలుగు ఇరుకు, నాలుగు ఇరుకు. సో సహస్ర యుగ పర్యంతం ఉన్నారు. ఆహాహా, వన్ డే టైమ్. నమకు 12 అవర్స్ ఎప్పుడో బ్రహ్మాజీకి 1000 చతుర్యుగాస్. సహస్ర యుగ పర్యంతం అహహా యత్ అహహా బ్రహ్మణః సహస్ర యుగ పర్యంతం. అగైన్ రాత్రి యుగ సహస్రాంతం. అగైన్ వన్ మోర్ అనదర్ 1000 యుగాస్. అనదర్ 1000 యుగాస్ ఈజ్ వన్ నైట్. సో 2000 యుగాస్ పోనాదా అవర్కి వన్ డే బ్రహ్మాజీకి. అండ్ వన్ డే ఈజ్ లైక్ దట్ 100 ఇయర్స్ హీ లివ్స్. వన్ డేకి 2000 చతుర్యుగాస్ అండ్ లైక్ దట్ 100 ఇయర్స్ హీ లివ్స్. నౌ 57th ఇయర్ హీఈస్ రన్నింగ్ బ్రహ్మాజీ. అదెల్లా సంకల్పం చెల్లంబోదు చెల్లువాడు వైవస్వత వన్వంతరే అని అలా చొల్లి అంత సంకల్పంలో బ్రహ్మాజీకి ఎన్న ఏజ్ అని కూడా చెల్లువాం. ఇంత కలియుగ ఎప్పుడు స్టార్ట్ ఆయిడుతు ఎత్తనాడు ఇరుకో అదెల్లా కణక్. సో హిదే సే లైక్ దాట్. హూ సేస్ అహోరాత్రవిదహ తే జనాహ విదుహు. లార్డ్ కృష్ణా సేస్ దిస్ ఇస్ నాట్ మై ఇన్వెన్షన్. ద ఎస్ట్రాలజర్స్, ద పీపుల్ హూ స్టడీ అబౌట్ దిస్ ఎస్ట్రానమీ ఎస్ట్రాలజీ, అవులకెల్లా ఎన్నన్నా ఇంత కాలం కణక్కు పండుడు దానే వేలే. దే ఆల్వేస్ కౌంట్ దిస్ కాల క్షణం, నిమిష, అవర్స్, డేస్, శుక్లపక్ష, తిథి, నక్షత్ర, వారం, సంవత్సరం, యుగాస్, ఆల్ దే డూ కణక్. అంత పంచాంగం పారుగో, వాట్ ఎవర్ దే రైట్ ఇట్ హ్యాపెన్స్ అకార్డింగ్ టు పంచాంగం. అంత పంచాంగంలోనే రెండు విధం, పాము పంచాంగం అని వేరే పంచాంగం అని, ఎలా ఎన్నెన్న టైంకి ఎన్నెన్న నడకం కరెక్టా పోడువా. దట్స్ వాట్ హీ సేస్ అహోరాత్రవిదహ. అహోరాత్రవిదహ మీన్స్ ద నోవర్స్ ఆఫ్ డే అండ్ నైట్. దే టాక్ అబౌట్ దిస్ బ్రహ్మణ, బ్రహ్మాజీస్ డ్యూరేషన్, లైఫ్ డ్యూరేషన్. లైఫ్ డ్యూరేషన్ నథింగ్, ఓన్లీ జస్ట్ సింపుల్ 1000 యుగాస్ వన్ డే టైం, అనదర్ 1000 యుగాస్ అండ్ అదర్ నైట్ టైం. ఫుల్ పుట్ టుగెదర్ 2000 యుగాస్ వన్ డే ఫర్ బ్రహ్మాజీ. నువ్వు ఇంత మాదిరి కనకు పండుకో అన్నావు. స్టిల్ ఇట్ ఈస్ ఫైనైట్. బ్రహ్మలోక ఆల్సో ఫైనైట్. వై సకామ భక్త ఉపాసకాస్ గో దేర్ అండ్ కమ్ బ్యాక్. దే లివ్ దట్ మచ్ టైమ్. ద బ్రహ్మాజీస్ స్పాన్, హోల్ స్పాన్ దే లివ్ అండ్ కమ్ బ్యాక్. సో శాస్త్ర గివ్స్ అనదర్ క్యాలిక్యులేషన్. వన్ చతుర్యుగ ఈజ్ ఎ సైకిల్ ఆఫ్ 4 యుగాస్. వన్ చతుర్యుగ ఈజ్ ఎ సైకిల్ ఆఫ్ 4 యుగాస్. కరెక్ట్ దాన్ని కృత, త్రేత, ద్వాపర, కలి. సో వన్ చతుర్యుగ ఈజ్ ఎ సైకిల్ ఆఫ్ 4 యుగాస్. నౌ వన్ చతుర్యుగ హౌ మచ్ టైమ్? వన్ చతుర్యుగ, ఓకే, నౌ 4 యుగాస్ సైకిల్ పుట్ టుగెదర్ వన్ చతుర్యుగ. ఓకే, ఇన్ ద వన్ చతుర్యుగ డ్యూరేషన్ హౌ మచ్ నా 43,20,000 ఇయర్స్ ఈజ్ వన్ చతుర్యుగ. 43,20,000 years. One Chetur Yuga. In the one Chetur Yuga, what are all yugas are there? Krita, Treta, Dvapara, Kali. All put together, 43,20,000 years duration time. Then, 2,000 Chetur Yugas are one day for Brahmaji. 2,000 Chetur Yugas are one day for Brahmaji. That means for one day, how many years? Kanakana, 864 crores of years is one day for Brahmaji. 864 crores of years is one day for Brahmaji. Like that, 120 years Brahman ke. Ipa 57 aichu. Okay. So you have to do kanak. Na ingeyo kandi pudichita inda kanak. Ella books la irukum. 120 into 365 into 2000 into 43 lakhs. 120 into 365 into 2000 into 43 lakhs. Ninga veettukku poi pannunga, inga kanakku pannadunga. Okay. So Mr. Saraswati's lifespan. Mr. Saraswati enna theriyumo? Brahmaji. Brahmaji enna theriyumo? Srishtikarta. So Chatur Yuga, Chaturmukha Brahma, Yuga is duration of, Yuga is a duration of time, this much. Now for each Yuga you want to see, for Kali Yuga 4,32,000 years, Kali Yuga 4,32,000 years vandhi or Kali Yuga. Ippon namma enna Yuga nil irukkoum? Kali Yuga. Then Dwapara Yuga is double to Kali Yuga. Dwapara Yuga duration is double to the Kali Yuga. Means what? 8,64,000. Ange 32, inge 64. Ye na dwa. Dwa nana Kali Yuga tika double nana ardham. What is Dwapara? Dwapara is nothing but double. Double to what? Double to Kali Yuga. Then what about Treta Yuga? Triple. Triple to Dwapara. So Dwapara Yuga time duration potti mood into mood potano. Adi Treta Yuga. Three times to Dwapara Yuga. Then what about Krita Yuga? Four times to Treta Yuga. Four times more to Treta Yuga. With this duration you have to put Chetur Yuga, one Chetur Yuga. And the one Chetur Yuga, like this you see Brahmaji lifespan permanent. It is, looks like permanent. Still it is not permanent. One day or other it will end. Once you take it as time duration, it will end. Time means it has Parichinnata limitation. Desha Parichinnata Kala. Time wise, space wise limitation. In Puranas, they give all these details. In the Puranikas, nicely they will tell how many lokas are there, Brahmandas in Brahmanda, how many lokas, where in Vishnu Puranam especially, they write all this. How many rivers are there? How many oceans are there? And beautifully they present. Of course, namak puriya adavalada. And evana puriyo? Because you cannot comprehend with these sense organs. The macro level, you cannot comprehend. This is only micro, a small crow. I do not know anything. Last week class again happened. Last week class itself, I have difficult to remember what to talk of. Vishnu Puranam, how many Puranam? Vyasacharya's brain is brain. Okay. Therefore, Sahasra Yuga Paryantam Ahaha Yat Brahmanaha Viduhu Ratrim Yuga Sahasrantram Treho Ratra Vido Janaha Te Janaha Ahoratra Vidaha Viduhu. They know the day of Brahmaji, night of Brahmaji, to be lasting up to another 1,000, 2,000 years. One day. In the Marika Kanaka Pandikono. What is this essence of this loka? Never try to go to any loka. If you go to any loka, why people are interested in going to lokas, you know? Pleasures. I can live long. I need not worry about my date of death. Eppo varumo bayapada venda ena nariya naal irukku ipo. Here also, suppose we are going to live 120 years vechikalame, 120 years appa nariya naal irukku ena. That span also go faster and faster. Now do you remember 50 years gone? You remember 50 years gone? Dinayaminyau sayam pratah sishira vasantau punarayatah kala kridati. So fast it runs. Similarly, that Brahmaji time also, anga pona namak, ayyo appave aidutha. So I heard in Bhagavad Gita class so much duration, so fast it is over. Because you are enjoying pleasures, you don't remember, you are exhausting that punya. That also will be over one day. That's why samatta enna pannano krama mukti avada adayano illenna sadyo mukti. Be free from janma. If janma is there, maranam will be there. Maranam is there, again janma will be there. That is why people are all afraid of death. This whole chapter is for what? The meditation on death. Marana dhyanam, so that I am need not afraid of maranam. Vanda varatum, what is birth death solla porar ipo? So birth death na enna nu solla porar next sloka. Alaga irukum parunga. People are all not studying Bhagavad Gita and afraid of death. Marana bhayam is so powerful. Therefore, if you study this chapter, bhayame irukadu. Bhayame irukadu. Enna, I am not going. Why? I am not going. Where you are going? I am not going at all. Then what is going coming? Wait, see the next shloka. Avyakta advyaktaya sarvaha. Prabhavantya haragamem. Ratriagame praliyante. Tatraiva vyakta sanyake. This birth and death itself, we put together, we call it as creation. Srishti. Srishti means what? Pirappu, irappu. Birth and death. Really speaking, the creation word is not correct. Nothing is created. Nothing is created. Nothing can be created. Then what is this creation? Creation is nothing but manifestation. Creation is nothing but manifestation. And pralayam is unmanifestation, dissolution. Birth is called manifestation, death is called unmanifestation. For example, water, you boil. When you boil water, boil, and utensil, the patram is empty. No water. Where it has gone? I kept 1 liter water. After some time, many times it happens. We forget. In a serial, we அங்கே போய் பாத்திரம் காலி ஏதோ ஸ்மெல்லு வருதுன்னு உடம்பு கிடவ போய் ஸ்டாப் பண்ணுவேன். ஐயோண்ணா, ஸோ வாட்டர் கான், வாட்டர் கான் ரியல்லி. வாட்டர் ஈஸ் இன் அன்மேனிஃபெஸ்ட் ஃபார்ம், இன் வேப்பர் ஃபார்ம். எஸ், வாட்டர் ஈஸ் இன் வேப்பர் ஃபார்ம். பிஃபோர் இட் இஸ் பிகமிங் டு வேப்பர் ஃபார்ம், இட் வாஸ் விசிபிள், இட் வாஸ் விசிபிள். 1 liter of water was visible, vyaktam. But now the patram is empty, no water. But it is in what form now? Invisible form. Vapor, in the atmosphere water is there. Moisture is there, water is there. In what form? Invisible form. That invisible form alone is called as avyaktam. Avyaktam, unmanifest. Again that vapor condensed into water, again it comes. Now water is born, water is gone. What is born and gone, really speaking? Manifestation and unmanifestation. Rain water is newly born? Rain water is newly born? No. So ocean water is recycling. The rays of the sun takes the water, extract the water, send in a vapor form, converted into rain and comes down, again goes into ocean, again comes into vapor, again converted into rain. No droplet is newly created. Recycle. People are talking, no, nowadays, all recycle. In the recycle, all Bhagavan Munnade Pandi Vichirkar. All recycling. One waste is not. You can create one. You can recycle one. That's why creation is nothing but manifestation. Dissolution, pralaya is nothing but unmanifestation. Manifestation is called Vyaktavastha. Unmanifestation is called Avyaktavastha. Vyakta Avyakta Avastha, manifestation and unmanifestation are technical terms, you know, philosophical terms. What about religious terms? Srishti Pralaya. In Puranas, the same words, they term into Srishti and Pralaya. So we are all in a Puranic mode la irupar. Ellarume Puranic mode, religious mode. And the religious mode la irundha enna pesuvom? Srishti, pralayam, dissolution. But once you understand, it is nothing but only vyaktam and avyaktam. Why? According to science also, according to scientists also, matter cannot be created. Energy alone is appearing as matter. Matter alone dissolves into energy. Scientists also say the same thing. They have copied from our Puranas, our Shastra. Scientists also say matter cannot be created. Energy in motion is called matter. Matter is in non-motion is called energy. Energy in motion is called matter. Matter in non-motion is called energy. So nothing can be newly created. For example, if you want to understand this more clearly, every one of us experiencing the miniature pralaya every day. A small pralayam. And the miniature pralayam is layam. Laya. When you go to sleep, everything dissolves. That is called laya. It has gone totally when you go to sleep. your house, you don't remember anything. Your body, your children, your possessions, nothing you remember. All of them are there or not. Your house, your body, your relations, your possessions, that 86 hours, 86 hours and not 86. Some people sleep 8 hours, some people sleep 6 hours. Okay, that 86 hours or 6-8 hours, what happened to all of them? Tell me. What happened to your body? What happened to your house? What happened to your relations? What happened to your possessions? They are all in unmanifest form, invisible form. Is your body visible to you in deep sleep? Is your house is visible to you? Are your children visible to you? Your possessions are visible to you? Are they in vyakta avastha? In what avastha they are all? Avyakta avastha. Have they gone totally permanently? Next day, exactly they come as they are. Neti eppadi irundho veedu appadiye irukum. Kaalaiyila elundhu paatha appadiye irukum. Nothing happened. Our relations also, sambandhis also, same. Palluvali, same, comes in the morning. Neighbor problem, starts in the morning. Yesterday, it has gone to unmanifest form. When you wake up, it comes to manifest form. They have not gone. They have gone into unmanifest form. Now they have come into manifest form. So every day we are experiencing laya. If we experience that unmanifest, it is called laya. Brahmaji in our sleep. Our thungita. Namma sleep only 8 hours. Brahmaji ki ratri evla duration? 1000 chatur yogas. One yoga is what? Krita, Treta, Dvapara and Kali. So 1000 yugas he sleeps. Means what? Brahmaji ki tukkam varuma varvada? Varum. What is the duration of his sleep? One ratri, previous sloka. One ratri, one night for Brahmaji. Have you forgotten? Yeah, ippoda padichirukom. 1000 yugas. Sahasra Yuga Paryantram, he sleeps. Brahmaji sleep is called pralaya. Everything goes into unmanifest form. All jivas goes into unmanifest form. Once Brahmaji wake up again for another 1000 yugas, everything manifests. Now we are in Brahmaji's waking period. Because Srishti Tiryarde, that is why it is called pralaya. Prapancha drishtya, it is pralaya. Veshti drishtya, it is laya. Daily namakoda, we are experiencing. Just as our laya, Brahmajisike, laya is called pralaya. Appa avarku namakku enna difference? Adhanal pra you have to add. Because duration is long. See, 1000 yugas, he is wake up. He wakes up. As he wakes up, so he has to sleep. Sleep means what? No job. Ellame resting. What? Whatever is there, same resting. Adhe karma kal thirupi. Come on, all of you, start your work. Karma. Again, according to their karmas, jivas, they come into being. As Srishti. That alone they call it as Srishti. There is no new Srishti. That is why our people are never afraid of death. Puriyadho? Inda tholu pona innur tholu varu enna? Idhi navadvare pure dehi naiva kurvanna karayan madri. This dress I am wearing today, tomorrow another dress I wear. Therefore what? I complete my work next birth. They take another body. கணக்கு முடிக்கலைன்னா போகிறேன் நெக்ஸ்ட் ஜென்மில் பண்ணலாம். என்ன போச்சு ஒன்றும் போகல. இன்னொரு பாடி எடுக்கலாம். தட் இஸ் வை புனர்ஜென்ம அட்வான்டேஜ் அவர் பீப்புள். தட்ஸ் வை பீப்புள் ஆர் போஸ்ட் போனிங் நாட் கம்மிங் டு வேதாந்தா கிளாஸ். என்ன போச்சு இந்த சுவாமின்னு இல்லைன்னா இன்னொரு குரு வருவார் நெக்ஸ்ட் பர்த்தில் பார்க்கலாமே. இப்போ சீரியல் பார்க்காமலே போய் எதுக்கு வேஸ்ட் பண்ணிக்கணும் நெக்ஸ்ட் பர்த் என்ன? So happily they relax. But Shastra says next birth, human birth, is guaranteed. Next birth, human birth, is guaranteed. Mailapur club lo mosquito madri varlame. Nariya mosquitoes irukke. Adhukku enna periyadhu Bhagavad Gita. There are many mosquitoes and ants are there in the hall. There are also jeevas only paavam. They cannot understand. So there is no guarantee for next birth, human birth. Okay. That is the jagratana. Look into the sloka now. Avyaktat sarvaha vyaktayaha bhavanti prabhavaha. Avyaktat from unmanifest nature. Avyakta vyaktayaha prabhavanti aharagame. Brahmaji's ahaha, date time comes, agame, when the date time of Brahmaji comes, ahaha, agame, aharagame, when the day comes, day of whom? Brahmaji, not yours. When the day of Brahmaji comes, sarvaha prabhavanti, all come into Vyaktaha prabhavanti, they appear, they manifest as they are before. Just as they are before, they manifest. Similarly, Ratri Agame, when night comes, Ratri Agame, again thousand yugas, Ratri Agame, தத்ர ஏவ அவ்யக்த சஞ்ஞகே பிரலீயந்தே. தத்ர ஏவ இன் தட் பிரம்மா எலோன் எவ்ரிதிங் டிசால்வ்ஸ். பிரலீயந்தே மீன்ஸ் தே ரிசால்வ் பேக். தத்ர ஏவ த வெரி சோர்ஸ், இன் தட் வெரி சோர்ஸ் தே மெர்ஜ். வாட் இஸ் தட்? It is called avyakta sanyake. That is called unmanifest form. கண்ணுக்கு தெரியாமல் இருக்கப்பா அவ்வளோதான். அப்புறம் வருவான். எங்கே போகல? சின்ன குழந்தை அழுவா, அம்மா 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 அழுவா. அம்மா எங்கே போகல, அம்மா இங்கே தான் இருக்க, வருவான்னு சொன்ன மாதிரி. When people are leaving that body, எங்கேயும் போகமாட்டா. கொஞ்ச நாள் அன்மேனிஃபெஸ்ட் ஃபார்ம்லுக்கு போய் திருப்பி வந்துடுவா, அவ்வளோதான். எங்கே போவா? எங்கே போக முடியாதே. வென் யூ ஆர் ஸ்லீப்பிங், உங்களுக்கு என்ன பயமா என்ன? 6 மணி நேரம், 7 மணி நேரம் நிம்மதியாக எல்லா மருந்து தூங்குறோம். எங்கே போகிறது? எல்லாமே அப்படி தான் இருக்கு. வீடு அப்படி இருக்கு, காரும் இருக்கு, உடம்பும் இருக்கு, எல்லாமே இருக்கு. எங்கே போச்சு? எங்கேயும் போகலையே. எவ்ரிபடி இஸ் மிஸ்ஸிங். 6 hours, 8 hours. None of them are worried. Ayyo, you are all going to sleep. I am also going to sleep. Enna aidumo ni kavala padrama enna? Fresh kannadi paathiri munnadi daily aamba vandachu. Ingeyo pore nanna thoongitom avladha. Everything gone into unmanifest form. Idhu vandu or 6 hours irundhana adu konjam yugas avladha. Duration may be long duration. That is why when people die, they never cry. And the crying would have worked chumma. Okay, condolence and madri, just like that. He's missing in front, between us, that's all. Avar enge povamattar, kandippa ipdiye varuvar. எங்கே போக மாட்டார், போக முடியாது, cannot go. This is what nobody knows this secret. Nobody is in apart from this shastra study, if you go anywhere, they cannot understand this. That is why we are not afraid of changing bodies. Okay, that is why Bhagavan takes so many avatarams, manifestation, unmanifestation. Like that umbrella in Pondi Bazar, Usman Road. They keep all buttus, you know. And open the umbrella and keep like this. Everything he keeps, you know. Lot of cosmetics he keeps. And he sells everything. When the policeman comes, he moves the umbrella, he closes. Everything, where they have gone? They have gone into only umbrella. Again, he opens the umbrella, everything comes. So, Bhagavan has opened the umbrella now, Srishti. Once you close, everything is in avyakta form, unmanifest form. Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate. Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.